Up next on American Restoration.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Rick Harrison is one of my best customers, so when he pulls up, I know he's going to have something really cool with him.
The atomic missile pedal car.
Looks like a rusted atomic bomb.
It's a fare box off of an MTA bus.
Why are you going to get restored now?
My daughter had a baby, so it's going in his room.
Cool. It will live on with his grandson, and that is so cool.
You do this to everybody, you expect him to do a perfect first try.
You're taking this job for granted.
So?
If he doesn't get his act together, I don't want him back here, period. Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Rick Harrison is one of my best customers, so when he pulls up, I know he's gonna have something really cool with him.
Hey, Corey, how you been?
Always good, man.
Good to see you.
Hey, Rick, how's it going?
Good to see you. So, what do we got?
The atomic missile pedal car.
Those were awesome.
Corey and I came down to Rick's restoration today to get my Murray atomic missile restored. A few days ago, I bought the missile car in my pawn shop. I think I can make some money off it.
Murray made the supersonic jet, the skyrocket, and the atomic missile. And this one is the atomic missile. What it did, these little controls on there were actually guided missiles. When you push the button, off went your guided missile. These cars were the neatest thing back in the day. And if you had one, you were the coolest kid on the block. I've actually restored one of these before, and they look incredible when they're all fixed up.
Yeah, I just love the looks of it. I mean, it's just quintessential late 50s.
Yeah, you're right. Every kid wanted to be an astronaut. So to be able to have this, you literally were an astronaut.
And I'm pretty sure this was a pretty expensive pedal car for the time.
Yeah, they were 23 bucks.
That was a lot of money back then.
What'd you pay?
I paid $1,000 for it.
I see it being more like a $500, maybe $600 piece.
I told you paid too much when you bought it.
You know, I mean, it's in pretty rough shape. I still can make money, but it's not gonna be the home run I hoped it would be.
That thing used to be a very pretty missile. Now it looks like a rusted atomic bomb. It's not gonna be that easy. I mean, it's pretty smashed in. So in order for us to bring that back out, that's gonna be quite a bit of work there. Making everything work again, I mean, that's gonna be a big problem for me. I do have a question as far as the color you would like. I have seen them in blue, yellow, and white.
Do the yellow.
Do the yellow one.
Yes, I want that whole 1950s look.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's sort of a citrus yellow. It's got the red. It's gonna stand out really good. Yeah. You're gonna love it. After it's all said and done, you're looking right around between $2,500 and $2,800.
Well, have fun with that, Pops.
Really?
I don't want any part of it.
There's a good part to this. I know what I sold mine for 10 years ago, and I sold it back then for $4,200.
There's a little bit of money there. All right, I guess it's a deal.
All right.
Well, I'm interested to see what it turns out like, because it's a lot of money on a toy.
I can't wait to get this thing done, just to piss Corey off, because once he sees it done, he'll see the value in it. This thing is gonna be cool.
All right, guys, I'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, sounds like a plan.
I really have high hopes for this project, and I know Rick Harrison will too. So I'm gonna get the ball rolling and have my guys start tearing it down.
All right, get the lube.
All right.
Start from the top.
Lube what you can.
We just got this pedal car in from Rick Harrison, and my dad can't help on every part of every project, so he makes me supervise a lot.
Hold on. That's attached. Heat it.
Tyler's my favorite person to work with at the shop, but he definitely makes me do most of the work. But it's always a little bit more fun.
Incoming. Careful now, it's hot.
Got it?
Woohoo! Now it's hot. Whenever we have rusted bolts or screws we can't get off, we heat them up first. But if the torch doesn't work, we have to break out the grinder and cut them off.
Hey, make sure you don't cut into this.
Dude, dude, I told you not to cut into the metal. You put a hole in it. Brettley just cut right through a piece of this pedal car. He's gonna need to get this thing over to sandblasting before anybody notices the huge hole in it.
Jesse, this thing's like heavier than it looks. Has it got money in it?
No, I don't think so. But you can have anything you find.
All right.
I came to Rick's Restoration to get my Johnson Fairbox restored. I'd like Rick to restore this to its original state.
So, Jesse, you know what it is?
Yeah, it's a Fairbox off of an MTA bus, probably in the 50s.
Yeah, it's a Johnson Fairbox. And they were on buses and trolleys and trains. But this thing actually came out in the teens, you know, 1915 to 1919, right in that era. And then they used them all the way into the 30s. And after the 30s, they came out with an electric version. So this is definitely pre-30s.
This thing is pretty neat. Fairboxes date all the way back to the 1800s when they were used on trolleys. Before these, conductors would collect fares right from the customers and sometimes pocket the money.
On the front, this basically is the amount of money that went through it. It's got a place to tell you how many tokens you got. And then the money would drop inside here and you'd literally see it going down through here. And then it ended up sitting on that bottom tray until you push this lever, which actually let the money drop down.
I do remember that. The bus driver would go like this and would drop down, crank it, and then he would take the money out of here and put it in one of those things that you used to wear on your belt.
Yeah.
So he could make change.
People would drop their money in as they boarded, and it would record how much money the conductor would have at the end of his shift. If it came up short, he was responsible for the difference.
So, Jesse, why are you gonna get restored now?
My daughter had a baby. So now it's going in his room.
Oh, cool.
Whether his mom likes it or not, that's where it's going. Grandpa's privilege.
I think it's so cool that this guy wants to restore this thing for his grandkid. I actually remember doing the same thing for Tyler when he was born. I took an old Coke machine and made it into a crib. So I can definitely relate to wanting to get this thing all fixed up for a birthday gift.
How are you thinking about doing it?
Just put it back to as close to original as you can.
As far as what we're gonna do, we'll end up tearing it down. That'll take a couple hours, and then we'll glass bead or walnut it, and then paint it. I think we're gonna have the most time in is the mechanism. If it's fairly complex, we could have 8 hours. All that said and done, I'm looking right around $600.
That sounds good to me.
Awesome.
Not only will this thing look beautiful when it gets done, it will live on with his grandson, and that is so cool.
I'm really glad that Rick's gonna take this on. I'm looking forward to how it turns out so I can put it on my grandson's dresser. I don't care if my daughter's pleased or not, I'm gonna give it to him anyway. I'm the grandfather, I can do anything I want.
Bradley, freeze. Man, I can see the crap job that you did from here.
What happened?
I just had to heat some bolts up.
You went all the way through the metal. You see through it.
This is bad. Nothing makes my blood pressure skyrocket more than when somebody half-asses something. The stuff we restore here is already banged up enough when we get it. I won't tolerate anyone on my crew messing around and making it worse.
This is not the way we do stuff. I've told you before about that grinder. I mean, this hole here, I can see right through it. You ground right through it. I mean, you almost ruined this piece.
I can't be everywhere at once in this shop, so I trust Tyler to oversee things. But he was clearly too busy messing around to keep his eye on Brettley tearing down this pedal car, and that pisses me off.
Hurry up and get this thing sandblasted. Don't mess it up anymore.
All right? All right.
Tyler!
Good work.
Guys, Brettley evidently cut into this, and I want to know why he keeps doing this. I mean, aren't you helping Brettley figure this stuff out?
He's got to learn somehow.
Well, he's not going to be learning by doing this. Every time I see him doing something, I got another hole in something. If it had been me there, I wouldn't have let him do it. You can't let him do it.
He's not going to learn if you don't let him do anything. He's not going to learn from watching me. It's like you. You do this to everybody. You expect him to do a perfect first try. They're not you.
I don't see why my dad is freaking out so much over this. So Brettley made a hole. I don't see what the big deal is.
You're taking this job for granted.
So?
So you don't know how lucky you got it here.
Tyler has no idea what the real world is like. The only boss he's ever had is me, and it's about time he learns the hard way. You wouldn't last one day at another job, bottom line.
Right, like it's that hard flipping burgers.
Tyler, I want you to go out, I want you to learn something, because evidently I'm not teaching you anything. I want you to go out there and get a job, and I don't want you coming back until you find a job.
So what's the point of going to get a job if I'm just gonna come back after I get one?
If you find a better job, then stay. And Tyler?
Yeah?
Quit being such a smart ass.
Looks like it's moving.
Probably come out now, huh?
I don't know what it's doing. We need a little flathead?
Yeah, give me a flathead.
Like usual, we're really busy at the shop. And now that my boy needs to be taught a lesson, we're a man down. But projects gotta keep trucking. So I got Kyle and Cowboy tearing down this fare box that a customer recently dropped off.
Oh, never mind, Cowboy.
I'm gonna start pulling this apart.
I see black under there.
Kyle and Cowboy tore down the fare box. Not only did they find out that the body was in good shape, but they were also able to determine that the original color of this thing was actually black. That should do it.
I just got a hold of the pedal car that Rick's restoring, and this thing's pretty rough. I have to pound out all these dents in the metal, so I might be here a while.
What the hell?
Apparently, somebody did a number on this with a die grinder. It ain't gonna be easy to fix. These gouges go right through the metal. Good thing for me, I get paid overtime. Not so good for Rick.
My dad wanted me to get another job to teach me responsibility, so I finally got a job at this pizza place. I've never had a real job, so it's all new to me. I mean, this might not be an executive job, I might not be making a lot of money, but my dad didn't think I was gonna get a job. In your face, Dad, I got one.
We've been working on a missile pedal car for Rick Harrison. Not only did Tyler create more work on this project, but I had to teach him a lesson because I don't think he'd last a full day on another job. Normally, I could have Tyler painting this piece and I could be working on something else. So this could really affect whether or not we hit deadlines.
Those for me? You shouldn't have.
Ow!
Oh! It's touching me.
All right. How many of these screws did we lose?
We are working on restoring this Johnson tear box, and now it's time to put it back together. So I grabbed Terry to give me a hand.
Get this mess together. Get all that stuff on there, and we could slide that right up in there. I think there's too much plating on this.
For some reason, I'm having a hard time getting all the parts back in the fare box.
It just doesn't look like there's enough room for everything to fit. If I don't get this thing figured out, we're gonna have problems getting it finished on time.
See, we got a gap there.
Yeah.
And we need that gap.
Well, this thing is spring-loaded, so you can push the lever in farther.
Won't go in for that.
Yeah, it will. Okay, so that should give you all kinds of room on that end. There on the bottom. Whoa.
Ow!
Hey, Rick!
Hey, Jesse.
How you doing? What's happening?
Not much. How are you?
It's my little gym here.
That's it.
I'm here to pick up my Johnson Fairbox. Oh, I'm real excited. I hope you did a good job on it.
Well, you ready?
Yo, yes.
Here we go.
Oh, wow. That's great. Oh, it just came out beautiful. I never thought it would come out this good, but it just came out great.
What do you think?
Absolutely beautiful.
So we ended up putting all new glass in this. It's all brand new glass all the way around. This is actually all the raw metal. We just polished this all out. This is all nickeled, copper plated all this down here. These have all been polished. You actually can see these after the paint came off of them.
Ooh, look at that. That's pretty.
And then this, we made this for you.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a little top so nothing can get, that, you know, gumballs and dirt. And then we totally went through the whole little mechanism. There was nothing drastically wrong with it. Thank goodness the insides of it weren't just gone, because we would have been in a heap of trouble, you know, because there's so many moving parts in there. But it, the majority of it was really, really together. I mean, it's built well, so it went back together well. So you want to see it work?
Yeah, let's see it work.
Right. So the guy getting on the bus would drop his money. Okay, the bus driver would drop the money, and then he'd start turning, and it would start registering every time it picked up a nickel, a penny, or a quarter. Then every once in a while, he'd put the money into his belt, and then he'd be responsible for however much money came through there.
It's fabulous. This is a piece that my mom gave to me, and now I'm gonna give it to my grandson. It's gonna be nice, because it'll be something that should probably be passed down for quite a while. My grandson gets older and use it as a bank.
Absolutely. He's going to be able to cram that thing full and just keep turning the thing and then put his money in a piggy bank, and at least he knows what he ran through it. So if you're happy, that makes me happy.
I'm happy.
Okay. If you'll carry that, I'll help you carry it to your car.
Okay. For $600, Rick just didn't restore an item. He restored memories, memories of my mom, and my grandson will have memory of me. And you can't put a price tag on that kind of stuff.
Tyler, man, what's going on? I've been looking all over for you.
Just having a snack.
Okay, it's not break time right now. We got a big spill out in the dining room. We need you out there to clean it up, okay? Come on, man, let's go.
All right, sorry.
It's weird having a boss that isn't my dad, because I can't backtalk him and I can't give him lip. Like, I can't tell him to go to hell, well, without getting in trouble, which sucks. Oops.
Cowboy and I are working on getting this pedal car back together. Rick has to get this to the customer pretty soon here, so time is of the essence. The wheel has landed.
We're all finished up on this pedal car for Rick Harrison. I'd like to say that things all went smoothly, but it didn't. Tyler and Brettley really slowed things down with their antics, but it still came out beautiful, and I hope Rick is just as happy with it as I am.
Rick just gave me a call. He's done with the atomic missile car, and he's on his way down, and I can't wait to see it.
What's up, boys?
Hey, what's up, man? It's under the red blanket, right?
When my dad bought this pedal car for $1,000, I thought he was out of his mind. For the shop's sake, I really hope Rick Dale pulled through on this thing.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
Cool, huh?
Oh, it's amazing. The pedal car is unbelievable. This thing is great. I mean, I couldn't be happier.
There was a lot of different things, you know. In order to get this dent out and still have this nice line in here, it was really tough because it was all smashed in. A lot of the steering was really, really loose. It had huge holes in it, just from kids' wear and tear.
It's all wallered out?
Yeah, it was way wallered out. And we ended up putting a new chain on it, found the new pedals for it. This is all shot yellow and then the white on top and then clear coated over.
It's sweet.
I mean, it looks great, but I mean, that's why we use you, Rick, because it comes out great. If it came out bad, I wouldn't use it anymore. It's pretty fair and simple.
Things like this, they usually sit around for a while, but I'll end up selling it. Hopefully, he stayed within budget, because I have to make money on this thing.
The restoration I quoted you between 25 and 28, it landed at 2,600.
Okay.
So we paid $1,000 for it, 2,600 to fix up.
We should be able to get $4,000 or $5,000 out of this thing. I mean, being all the original colors, the original decals and everything, it's gonna sell twice as quick.
Right.
All we gotta do is find that rich guy who wanted these when he was a kid.
Bam. Done.
I gotta admit, in the end, I guess my dad was right. It does look like we're gonna make money off this thing, which is great.
All right. You want to carry it inside?
No, I'm going to make somebody else carry it. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Rick.
You bet, guys.
Let's go inside. I'll get you a check.
All right, awesome.
This is what I love about Rick, and this is why I'll continue to do business with him. He does great work, and, you know, there's no better.
Hey.
What's up?
So I went out and I did what you said and found another job.
Congratulations.
But I kind of got fired.
You got fired?
Yeah.
Now you know how hard it really is. I should have fired you a long time ago. All right, go get a shirt, get back to work.
Woo!